This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District. Corn planting has begun. With our warmer temperatures and a brief period of dry weather, farmers have been able to get into their fields to fertilize, spray, till, and finally plant this year's corn crop. The reason for the early planted corn is largely the intent to avoid the heat during the summer pollination, when corn is most sensitive to excessive temperatures. Kansas isn't known for being a corn state, only growing between 5 to 6% of U.S. totals. We tend to be more of a soybean and wheat state. However, last year, Kansas produced 750 million bushels of corn on 6 million acres. Our state average yield last year was 134 bushels to the acre. This was largely supported by the irrigated fields in western Kansas, but also some record yields on the northern part of the state. We use a lot of corn in Kansas, with a dozen ethanol plants producing 6 million gallons annually in the big dairy and stockyards of western Kansas. For those of you in Missouri listening to this report, Missouri produced around two-thirds of Kansas totals, with 560 million bushels. Though, Missouri well makes up for this with their much higher production of soybeans. As they say, corn is king, and before very long, we'll start to see those straight lines of little green plants in our local fields. If you have any questions about corn planting, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.